This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg, 23rd day of February. Before we get to our next guest, I want to remind you, we got Adam Alexander joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. Going to venture into Noelle's world, wondering what's going on in her head, what she's thinking about. Our three cheers and three jeers at 8 o'clock straight up. Sam's got his three, I've got my three, Noelle's got her three. And if you want to participate with us, you got some things that bothered you or you really loved this past week, 404-726-0929. Tim Scarborough is going to join us to talk some college basketball, and our own Caleb Johnson in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about these Hawks and some NBA basketball. But it is now officially high school basketball season, or at least the important parts of it.
You know, the tournament.
That's what I'm saying. The tournament's here, important part of it, and there's only one person and one voice to hear from, and that is Kyle Sandy. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. I got some rest last night. That's always a positive, so I'm ready to come out guns a-blazing for you this morning.
Ooh. Ooh, he's fired up, man. It's this time of year.
People with bow ties don't normally come out fired up.
But this one does.
I guess so.
When it's this time of year, absolutely, okay. Absolutely, he does it. You know, we're through the first week of the tournament. And we're down to the Elite Eight, and there's some people that we thought might be moving along who are not moving along. Who are some about upset victims that stand out to you, Kyle?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Gosh, there were a handful. And, you know, at this time of year, there's usually all good teams. So there's not a Cinderella story that doesn't deserve to be here. Obviously, they have to be good as well. Just a couple, I guess we could start on the girls' side. North Paulding, who was, I think, the number one ranked team in the state. I had them. They were up 40-28 at Carrollton, and then they could not score anymore, missed some clutch free throws. They lost at Carrollton 44-43. That was a big come-from-behind victory for the Trojans. Elsewhere on the girls' side, you saw a game like Carver-Columbus. They went into Tattnall County, picked up a 43-38 victory. It was a hard-fought win. Rabun County, a 23 seed, going into Worth County with a 51-45 decision on the boys' side. Norcross, I know it doesn't sound like an upset, but Norcross went to McEachern and won 63-60. So there were a handful of upsets. You know, sometimes it's not as crazy as others, but even how about Pickens County? They went to Monroe, tough place to play, obviously, this time of year. They lost 63-58, so Pickens, who was the last undefeated team on the boys' side, they lose in the region championship. They win a first-round matchup, but then end their season with two losses, losing at Monroe.
Man, that is something to talk about. Some of the teams that had great seasons, but then, you know, hey, you get to the second season, and you hope you're playing your best basketball. That's what you hope. But you get here, and sometimes a bounce goes a different way, and some things happen. Somebody who usually comes out and does some things reliably maybe doesn't get things done, and just like that, your season's done. But that's what this time is all about, and there are great stories all around. I noticed what Kale girls are out.
Yeah, that was another huge shocking one to me. You're playing Maynard Jackson. You're at home. Kale was ranked number two in the state. I had them. Kale was clicking on all cylinders, you know, playing in a region that necessarily wasn't that great. They were beating everybody by about 40, 50 points routinely. So maybe you're seeing a major step up in competition, which you hadn't seen in a couple of weeks since the non-region schedule. And Maynard Jackson, who was solid this year, their best player was hurt heading into the season, or one of their best players was hurt. So they weren't at full strength all season long. Obviously, the defending state champs, so you know they were really, really good. They had been beaten by Midtown. Creekside had handled them multiple times by double digits, but they go into Kell and lead pretty much the entire game. So a huge win for the Jaguars to move on back to the Elite Eight, but I was surprised that Kell was not able to get the job done in a game that was full of length, athleticism, good guard play. But Maynard Jackson, kudos to them to move on to the next round.
Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, take a second, if you can, and highlight a couple players, a couple ladies who have stood out during this tournament time.
Oh, well, just got eliminated, but how about Lyric Green, Dodge County Squaws? She had 52 points in the first round, wow. Then 53 points in the second round.
Yikes.
Yeah, dominant post presence, an unsigned senior, just physical as all get out, but carried her team. They got eliminated by Heard County in the Sweet 16, but I would be remiss not to mention what Lyric Green did at Dodge County over there in Eastman, Georgia, in that middle Georgia type area. 52 points and then an encore of 53 to end her career.
Man, that is remarkable. That is remarkable stuff. Spending time, folks, with Kyle Sandy. He is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. This next round, we go to the Elite Eight, you know, and then you get those bus rides. You got some places that people are going to go to, and some people don't like those bus rides. They have to go on when they get to this round, but it's necessary. You got to figure out some teams who, during the course of this season, maybe went on the road and played some big games and has them prepped and prepared for what's coming up this week.
Yeah, you got to be battle-tested, whether it's playing tough competition on the road in the regular season like that or even playing them at home. But, you know, as you mentioned, the bus rides, those are – you can't really replicate that unless you are going to play in a showcase or just going all the way down to, like, a Savannah area. Savannah's always super tough this time of year. But we're going to see a lot of good games, you know, one up in this neck of the woods here. I'm looking forward to Tri-Cities Boys at Habersham Central. Habersham Central, it's a small court. There's going to be some huge players, a lot of 6'8 guys on both sides of the ball. It's going to be exciting. High-powered offense. Enzo Combs for Habersham has been sensational this year. I believe he had 9 points at halftime against Brunswick last night, then finished with about 28 or 30. He's going up against Trey Keith, a sophomore who was a freshman of the year last season for Tri-Cities, has multiple D1 offers. Just a lot of firepower in that matchup. And again, as you mentioned, Tri-City's going to have to get on the bus, come up to Mount Airy. That is going to take a couple hours to get there, but that is one that I am going to definitely have my eyes on.
Ain't that the real Mayberry?
That's the one in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking of.
Mount Airy, North Carolina is Mayberry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's where Andy's from.
Yeah, we're not going up to that.
Okay, though. I don't hear that anywhere else. That's the only time I hear that name.
Mount Airy.
Carry on.
Salar City, all in the places. Yeah. We're not doing that. Looking over on the girls' side, I'm seeing some interesting matchups, too. Lowndes came through, and they get Grayson. It means Grayson's got a bus trip, right? And I'm looking at some of these teams that had great seasons. Creekside's got a bus trip. They got to go to Ware County, and they're undefeated at 20-0.
Yeah, those are two big ones, and I'm glad you spotted that out, Sam. Yeah, I know Grayson's not looking forward to going down to Lowndes. Lowndes, a very good team. Casey Demps is a guard that's going to Mercer. Ariana Thomas can shoot the ball very well. Lowndes is really, really tough. They're really stout. They just beat two teams with great players. They beat Marietta and Leah DeWitt, who went for over 30 points against them, and then turned around and beat Bella Ragone, who's a 5-star junior at Mill Creek. So Lowndes has beaten some of the very best players in the state. Now they get to host Grayson, and then Creekside undefeated, putting that on the line, going down to the swamp of Ware County where the Gators are at. Ware County, a lot of physicality inside with Brianna Hill. You got Rihanna Matika, very good wing. CeCe Dennis is going to have to be on point along with Jason Mitchell and company for Creekside to stay undefeated, but that's another really good one to keep an eye on.
Hey, Kyle, I was thinking about this as you guys were talking about bus trips and all that. So how many years have you been doing this, following high school basketball in the state?
He's been out there a minute now.
So more than a decade.
Yeah.
Around a decade or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, about officially the website, sandyspiel.com, opened up 2015, so I guess about 10 years total.
Okay. Well, okay. First of all, we got to have a little celebration.
Yeah, 10th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, something
like
that.
10th anniversary or something with some balloons or something flying up, man.
Get some bunting there around your website. But the reason I asked is because I was curious, as you guys, like I said, talking about travel, what can you speak of as far as how these kids travel in 2025 versus when you first started this? Is there a noticeable difference just in overall the 10 years, or maybe something changed since the pandemic? But what is travel like for high school kids now versus the way it was when you started this website? And the locations in which they stay at and all of that.
Yeah, so obviously there's teams that do it differently. Some want to go the day of, some want to do it a day early, some will get a hotel. Something I heard that I wasn't 100% familiar with, that even on like a 4 or 5 hour bus ride, some teams chose not to take a bus and chose to carpool instead, taking about 5 cars down to get to a location that is super far away. That's something that I had never really thought of. I know some counties are stricter than others. They really want you to ride the bus, and then there's some liability as well. But taking a carpool all the way down south is something new to me. I always went on the bus. I would never even think of something like that. But whatever works best for these programs, whatever these coaches think will get their kids in the right mindset to play. And again, you don't want to get to a place maybe too early and then be sitting in the stands all day. Or, yeah, you know, you want to stay off your feet, but you still want to be focused. So there's a lot of logistics that are involved in this time of year, and coaches, you know, they got to make the right decision now. They might think it, you know, it's going to really decide the game. It really might not play that much of a factor, but every little thing is run through with a fine-tooth comb this time of year to make sure they get the most out of their team.
Cal, before we let you go here, we got to remind people what's coming up in March, the Spring Showcase. Let everybody know what's going to be going on.
Yeah, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, March 16th at Dawson County High School, an individual player camp for 2025, which is seniors, all the way to rising freshmen, 2029. We have the girls going at 10 a.m., and then we got the 4 p.m., so just an opportunity to get some skill work and drill work and break down into teams, get after it. We'll have some college coaches in attendance, hopefully. We will invite, we'll have videographers, photographers, so it's a great time. SandySpiel.com will have all the information on that, and KyleSandy355 on Twitter. Spots are filling up quickly, but it's always a great time. 80 total spots available on the girls and boys side. Just an opportunity to get seen, get some work done before we dive deeper into travel ball play. So March 16th, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase at Dawson County High School. Go ahead and check that out.
I think we ought to work on like a Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, them places he goes to after the games. He says that's the only joint that's open. And we do the 10th anniversary party there.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Like,
if the Waffle House is good enough for them Coinette back in the day, like you said, would that kind of place. But listen, 10 years, something should be done for you, man.
Yeah, we should be doing something, man. You got to put
think
something
about out. It. We got to work out something. So let's have a conversation like
so
on
glad, the Wings. So glad you talked to us this morning and we reminded you, right?
Yeah.
Haven't even thought about that stuff. I mean, time flies. It's just another season already almost in the books. But it's been so much fun, this entire journey that I've been on for, I guess, almost a complete decade now. So I just really appreciate you guys letting me come on each morning to talk about a game I'm very, very passionate about. Can't do it without people like you.
Absolutely, man. If nothing else, this dude's worthy of a 30 for 30.
How about that?
All right.
We got to work on this guy, man.
We got to make some calls up to Bristol. Listen, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend as always. Thanks, Kyle.
We'll see you this week, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yes, sir. Talk soon.
Kyle Sandy, Sandy Spiel. Check it out.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSCD.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.